If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
So we have a couple pump heads in here with us today. I want to give a little shout out
to
Jess and Dennis. Thanks for coming, guys. Dennis
awesome
is a lot
here.
Bigger than I thought he was.
Yeah.
And he could easily...
He's like a redwood tree.
He could easily beat the shit out of all four of us. Maybe not Doug, but the three of us very, very easily.
Doug bites.
Doug has a knife at all times on him.
Yeah.
He's vicious.
The shiv. He might shiv you.
He's got a shiv on him.
Yeah. So Justin got the Facebook inbox, right? Jess reached out to you and said, hey, for Dennis' birthday's coming up, so that I'd love to have him come over to the show, or Sal, give him a hand job. And we opted
for this.
Yeah.
My hands are rough. Yeah. I don't think you
Sal was disappointed, though. He was like, oh, I was looking forward to the hand job, actually.
I got a strong grip.
Yeah.
That's what it's for.
put those farmer watch
finally
to use.
Finally put it to use. Yeah, right?
They're a good-looking couple. You guys are going to have some beautiful children. Yeah. No pressure. So Adam, what happened to your dog? What happened with the dog, dude? You were saying some shit about your dog, and then I wasn't paying attention as usual.
You dick.
What happened?
I actually had to rush him to the hospital, bro.
What?
Yeah, no. This
which
is
one?
Bentley, so Bentley is not my what I call my million-dollar dog.
What did
dog,
he
right?
eat?
He doesn't eat anything. He doesn't get anything. So that's what was so weird. Now, this has happened to him one other time.
He ate a gold coin.
I mean, I would have to go to the hospital.
That's happened before, too. And actually,
that's screened.
That issue just goes right through him. That's not even a big deal. But check this out. This is what happens to him. It's like we go to bed at 10 o'clock. He didn't eat his dinner, but he ate breakfast. So whatever. Sometimes the dogs do that. They don't always eat their dinner. And I'm not really worried. He's fine. Everyone's fine. And then Katrina wakes me up at like midnight. And she's like, hey, Bentley threw up all over the place. I'm like, oh, what color is it? You know, is it just like his whites? Because if he's spitting up white, he just drank too much or whatever like that. If he's spitting up his dog food, he just ate too fast, right? And she's like, oh, it's like a, you know, yellow, mustard yellow or whatever. Mm. Like, oh, that's weird. That's kind of different.
Yeah.
But I'm like, whatever. I go back to sleep and after we clean it up and then I'm laying there and then she wakes me up again. She's like, oh my God, it smells like shit. I think he's shit in the room. And now this dog is all trained. He's my oldest one. He's four. He doesn't shit, doesn't piss in the house, doesn't do any of that stuff. And then I'm looking for it. We can't find this shit anywhere. And he literally was sleeping and shit while he was sleeping. And I'm like, what the fuck? This is not normal, right?
I mean, that's like Vegas. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
It's a really
right?
bad dream.
And then I go to pick him up and get him up. And he's actually peed himself. And he can't even fucking stand up, bro. So I start freaking out. Like, he can't stand on his feet. I barely get him on his feet. And he starts looking at me. And he goes, how is it? And he face plants right into the fucking ground again. And I'm like wigging out now. And I'm online, like, trying to research, like, all his symptoms and figure out what's going on with him. And I'm like, I make a bed on the wood floor next to him, and I'm laying next to him because I'm like, I can't sleep. Like, I have no idea what's going on with him. He finally kind of settles down, goes to sleep, and I'm just laying close to him. And I'm like, all right, I'm first thing in the morning, I'm taking him right over to the vet. So first thing I get up, I take him over to the vet, and the vet's asking all his symptoms, and I'm going over all his stuff. I'm like, no, you know. He's like, well, could he got any drugs, or does he have this, or you got this around the house? I'm like, well, you know, I have marijuana, but he hates marijuana.
Oh.
He stays away. He stays
okay,
away
good.
From it. He doesn't ever want it.
Okay,
and I'm like, I've always had it around
he
the house.
Just ate a ball of heroin.
Well, yeah, so,
what happened?
Yeah, we're going
he
through
went,
all the.
He went to
fuck.
The
he ate the heroin.
Yeah, my girl looks over at me. She's like,
weekend.
What are you doing right now? What's going on with you?
Oh, she looking?
No, she didn't do that to me. And I'm looking at her. I'm like, I have no idea what this could be. And so we do this, we do blood tests on him, we put him on IV, which that costs a fucking fortune. And I go home and I'm like, I'm searching through the house, like, I think, what could it possibly be? So of course the marijuana is the last thing I think about, because I'm like, I know he doesn't like anything to do with it. But then I remember that Katrina had just rolled me three joints with this new Christmas paper she got me that's peppermint. So they're peppermint flavored wraps. And he must have smelt the peppermint, he ate a whole fucking joint. So he was stoned out of his mind.
Was so high, he
oh,
shit
bro,
and
he was
himself.
He was so
fucking. Bro, your dog was partying.
Dude, you know, it would have been funny if I would have known that, because it would have been fun to fuck with him. But he was like, he'd stand up, bro, and he would literally go cross-eyed and fall on his face first. And I'd be like, Bentley, I'd try and get him up, and he'd try and get up, and I'd wave my hand in front of his eyes, and he'd twitch and do weird shit. And I was like, oh, man.
Oh,
I thought,
poor dog.
Oh, no, I thought my dog
you gotta
was
lock
dying.
Up your shit, bro.
Yeah, so I paid $400 to find out that he was just stoned as fuck last night.
You know they say dogs are like their owners?
Yeah.
You guys ever hear that?
First time ever, though, he had done that. And I thought, oh, you know what? Yeah, so note to self, if you guys have a...
Adam's like, I shit myself all the time when I party in bed.
So yeah. I go down.
That's what I... It's like, not a big deal at all.
Do not wrap your joints in peppermint-flavored wraps or any sort of doggy treat-smelling flavored shit, because they'll eat it, I guess. So, and supposedly 1 gram
of... Confucius say that? Or
1 gram is enough to fuck up a 75-pound dog. So there you go.
That's crazy, because the same thing happened to my kids the other day. No, I'm just kidding. You know what? You got to lock your stuff up, dude. Always.
Bro, it was a joint, man.
I know. You don't think he's going to eat it, but he's a dog.
Yeah. No, I would know that. And they're, like I said, they grew up around it. You know,
your dog was in the back smoking a joint.
They actually hate the smell. If I smoke, they like get run out of the way.
They really?
Like, yeah. No, they don't. He hates. That's why I thought there's no way.
They're against your drug use?
Yeah, they are. And Katrina gets mad at me. I try and get them to smoke and be around, and they're like, no. She's like, stop it. I'm like, come on.
Traumatizing the kids.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
What
were we going to talk about today?
Wow.
What do you guys
say? Growth.
Yeah, let's talk about this.
That was an interesting story.
We should talk about growth.
Yeah, off that.
What
right?
do we do? Growth? What kind of growth?
Well, we alluded to it, and who knows?
We already did the penis pump growth thing. We don't want to talk about that episode.
No,
done with that.
No, we did an episode recently, which Doug will probably do these backwards, so this will sound weird that I'm even saying this right now, but we did an episode recently where we started to touch a little bit on...
Oh yeah,
those fantastic qualities that you gentlemen have.
Mm.
Let's talk about that.
My eyes. You're talking about my eyes.
Yeah, that
my,
too.
My skin.
No, that's your beautiful.
My
skin.
My beautiful skin.
I can't stop looking at it. I'm not gonna lie.
It is. Listen. Okay.
No.
I
Nobody
wish the podcast had
it.
Video because you could see.
That was the first thing it's glowing, Adam could bro. Come up with.
It's glowing.
No, I'm not gonna lie. It does. It has this shimmer about it right now.
Yeah,
it does.
It's shimmery. It's really uncomfortable when you get homosexual with guests in the room.
Save that one.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. This is the first time you've wore pants in like 2 weeks now.
It's weird. I feel weird. I'm all hot and sweat. I am sweating a lot in here. It's hot.
Yeah, because our fucking... We need to fire whoever's in charge.
It's only broken when we have friends over.
We don't have a thermostat in here. It's like in some other part of the building.
Well, we just can't get it right. It's either hot, too hot, it's too cold. It's, you know, we haven't had...
It's got control.
So we were talking... Yeah, growth is a great topic. We should talk about that. Talk about like personal growth.
Yes.
And how that applies to fitness. One of the things I love most about fitness, one of the reasons why fitness is such a passion for me, is because it exemplifies in a very simple way personal growth, which is a very big thing, right? Personal growth encompasses so many different things, everything from business to your family life, all those different things. But the challenges that you encounter with fitness, you can kind of carry over into other parts of your life.
Oh, I 100%
agree. Let me give you an example.
Both are not linear.
Right, and let me give you an example. I have a kid that I train. He's 16 years old and, smart kid, very smart kid, but he's not your typical kid. So his parents homeschooled him, cause he had trouble in school, but again, intelligent kid, just didn't fit the mold and, you know, he wasn't very motivated, or at least they felt he wasn't very motivated. Reality is he's just a normal 16-year-old boy who just wants to, you know, play video games or whatever 16-year-old boys do on the internet. Yeah, I don't want to say it cause they're friends of mine.
It's all right. you don't want to tell them the truth?
Yeah. Well, I'm sure they know. The truth. Yeah. So
they just don't want their son's business out on air.
Yeah. So he, and so they were like, you know, we want to have him come work out with you. And he really doesn't take initiative to do a lot of things on his own normally. So he came in, and at first it was a little begrudgingly, you know, he's kind of like, oh, you're cool because, you know, he's a 16-year-old guy. So he's kind of looking up to me. And we're working out, and I'm just having fun with him.
He thinks of you cool right now, or he thinks of you like his, like a father figure?
No, like a cool older dude. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, he's 16 and I'm 25.
You're pretty cool.
So, yeah.
Does he wear white socks with his shoes too?
Listen, they look good right now. I got gray pants on. So he comes in, young kid, and we start working out, and we're just having fun. I'm bullshitting with him, you know, getting him to do certain exercises. Very uncoordinated, like most people are when they first start working out, especially at that age. But as we're progressing, he now has now has something that he can measure in terms of progress. Like, in other words, you know, this week we did 3 push-ups. Next week we did 5 push-ups. The following week, we did 8 push-ups. And so now he gets to see what hard work and initiative and going through pain can produce in a very real, tangible way and in a very quick way. Because the progress in fitness, especially in performance with beginners, happens very quickly. And so I knew this. And I talked to his parents. I trained his parents too. And I told him, I said, watch. I said, mark my words. This is going to make him more courageous and take more initiative in other parts of his life. Because now he's equating hard work and applying himself with progress. Because initially, before, he was kind of afraid to take those kinds of chances. And sure enough, that's exactly what's happening. He's writing, you know, letters to friends, which he used to hate to write. He's, you know, taking initiative to do other things, because I think the fitness is showing him what growth, the pain right. that is in, that you need to have in order to get growth.
Well, it's just being disciplined. I mean, it establishes this mindset that, you know, I had the same experience when I was training this kid who basically had to drop out of college because his grades weren't up to snuff, was released from this rugby team, which actually he never even made the team. He kept trying out and he never made the team. And so his parents decided, hey, let's, you know, see if we can give this a try. And like, maybe you can train him and at least get him on a positive path, you know, doing something that's going to encourage him to pursue, you know, greatness on some level. And so I started training him and, you know, he immediately started to get into that mentality where it's like, okay, this is great. I'm seeing progress in my workouts. Now, you know, I'm feeling stronger. I'm feeling faster. You know, maybe I will give this a second chance and see if I can get back into school. And so he just, you know, applied himself a lot harder and he got back into school. He actually ended up making the team. He made the B team.
It's amazing.
Then he went to the A team and then he was like the team captain.
That's awesome.
It was like, holy shit.
And the reason why fitness is such a good way to teach someone about growth is because it's simple in the sense that it's very straightforward, right?
Yeah.
And the results, measurable results are very quick when you first start. You added 2 reps, you added 10 pounds, boom, it happens right away. Versus I got to go through some hardcore growth for school or work. It could take years before shit pays off. You guys know as well as I do being entrepreneurs. You start a business, you better be prepared for a good, you know, well, 5 years of nothing before shit
happens. Yeah, let's be honest. Like the focus is on yourself with mm-hmm. fitness more so than other aspects of work or, you know, trying to pursue some other goal. Like fitness affects you. And so once you can get into that mentality that I want to change myself, it sort of like bleeds into other areas.
Absolutely.
Well, I think perception is so important too. And what I mean is like, I think how you perceive your failures. I think it's so easy for us, and this is business, this is working out. And working out, I would relate that to like a plateau in your workout or your routine, or seeing yourself maybe even go feel weaker than what you did in a previous week. And I think the way you look at that is so important. I think a lot of people, they run into either plateaus or they run into, you know, obstacles in life when they're trying to achieve some sort of a financial goal, business, work, whatever it's related to. And that it gives them an option to quit. And that's what most people do because they, oh shit, this isn't working for me. I gotta do something else, versus having a whole different attitude, like embracing that failure or embracing that plateau as a new challenge that you have, like, oh, you know, this is going to be a little bit hard. And to me, I find it the more challenging, the more obstacles, the more difficult, the more failures in anything, the more I like to enjoy it, because then I know it's fucking hard. Then not everybody could do it, because most people quit 3 times ago.
Right.
I'm still going. You know what I'm saying?
But like, you're perceiving that challenge as something that's good.
Yes.
And a lot of times people perceive that kind of pain as a bad. It's bad. Yeah,
feel
it's
bad for themselves. Oh, poor me. Or they're looking for all the excuses out of it versus, you know, embracing it and using that to motivate you to find the new
one
answer.
Thing that I did a long time ago is we've talked about this in terms of raising your kids, like always telling your kids how hard of, you know, workers they are versus telling them how smart they are. So they always, you know, their personality revolves around how hard they work and how they're not afraid to work hard. That's something I did to myself a while ago, is that I started to associate my work ethic with who I am. And it was who I was, but I really made it a conscious thing. Like, okay, I work hard and I can outwork anybody. Is that true? No, I'm sure there's people, I guarantee there's people that can outwork me, but I believe that it's true. You know, I believe that it's true in my mind.
Yeah.
And so when I encounter a challenge, it's not going to break me, because I perceive that challenge and that hard work as who I am, and it's something that I enjoy.
Right.
And it's something you have to tell yourself. It's not natural to feel that way. Pain sucks.
Yeah.
No, any pain sucks. And the pain of growth is some of the worst pain you'll ever have. Look, if you go back in your life and you think about all the times where you had the most personal growth, I guarantee you it followed some horrible time in your life.
Oh, always.
It was never some awesome shit.
Always.
Like, oh, I got first place at that tournament that I entered and I just completely changed my training and became this new... No, you didn't, because you won.
No, I didn't get it. I just got a trophy.
yeah.
for being there. That's how it is now. It's awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, it's one of those things. I'll tell you what, the hardest I ever, when I used to train in jiu-jitsu, the hardest I ever trained in jiu-jitsu was after getting my ass kicked in my first big tournament. I went to the U.S. Open and it was a single elimination, right? So if you lose, you're out. So I prepped, trained my ass off, got all ready, first fucking match, lost. And trained my ass off after that, and then the following tournament I won. But it was because of that. I used that pain as something that's a positive thing, and that's important when it comes to growth.
There's something to say about that too, about humility. You know, is having that ability to humble yourself like that. I think that's a huge piece that goes into growth. You know, it's tough, and especially if now you're on the other side of the coin where you're somebody who is really confident. You know, and you succeed at a lot of things. You put your mind to it. You know what happens when you, and which is also why I like to continue to push and elevate how I'm challenging myself. Like I said, the more times I fail in something now, the more I get excited about it because I know how difficult and challenging it is. But that also, you have to be very humble to do that too, and be okay with that, because somebody who's ultra confident, they normally run into a situation like that, and it's like, fuck, if I couldn't make this happen, probably nobody could make this happen.
You know what growth requires? A lot of personal responsibility.
Yeah,
self-awareness.
It takes a lot of you realizing that it's something that you can do to change, and it's not outside influences.
Yeah, it's under your control,
right? Because if you believe that, then you grow, you work on those types of things.
Well, and there's also the aspect, like, so one thing, if I can instill one thing in my son, it's that, you know, like myself and him, like I never considered myself a quitter for anything, and that's just something that has always stuck and is driven into my mind. When I've been in the shittiest situations as far as like being on a team where I wasn't going to see the light of day on the field, I sat through that. It was just because it was political with a coach that, you know, I had to sit through an entire season where I knew that I was not going to step on the field. But did I quit? No. Just because he didn't play me, I stayed that whole time. Because you're going to encounter, you know, things like that in life all the time.
Well, I will give you,
things are not going to work out for you.
I will give you a lot of credit. We've alluded to this in the past, but it has to be said. You were easily the least comfortable with recording a podcast. You were easily the least comfortable getting behind a mic.
Oh yeah.
And I mean,
I would have to take pre shits
every time. Is that like, why you were nervous?
Yeah.
But you purposely put yourself in that position. And because you could have easily said, you know what, I'm going to be behind the scenes, do some work, whatever, I'll be involved and whatever, you know, that stuff that you're comfortable with. But Justin went on there and did it. And that's huge. That was huge. Yeah. And your growth has been amazing as the show's developed.
Thanks.
Oh, yeah. You're far better than Sal. Now, I was going to say, you and I could probably take this thing on the road if we need to.
Totally. Yeah, right. How boring is the show when one of us is missing?
You know, we would have no education and we would be like crazy. You know that, right?
you know what's the other one that we
did? Penises and poops and stuff.
We didn't touch on with growth. And Sal said this numerous times. And I love this saying of that we all embrace and love our paradigm to be shattered.
Oh.
You know, you actually have to like being and okay with being wrong. Fucking how about that one? You know, that's so, especially in the fitness industry and as a science, it's evolving, it's changing. All of a sudden you get bought into this dogma, right? And you're full force. This is it. I've got studies to back it and you're sold. And there's nothing that's going to break that person or change their mind on anything. But then all of a sudden something comes out and proves something totally wrong about that. And those people are still caught in that old science because it's like they're not willing to be open-minded enough that, hey, I might have been touting that 4 or 5 years ago, but you know what? Fuck, and we all are that way. Like, I mean, that's probably why a lot of this works is because a lot of this shit that we talk and share about, fuck, we learned the hard way. You know, we were those idiots. We were those people that ran into multiple walls or was saying a bunch of shit that we thought was for sure going to be true
forever.
Here's
the thing. We're talking about seeking out pain. Here's the deal. If you have a position or a belief system, rather than seeking out information that reinforces your belief system,
yes,
rather than seeking out talking to people that agree with you all the time, you should seek out and talk to the alternate belief systems. You should seek out and talk to, you know, if you belong to one political, you know, belief system, go talk to the opposite. You might disagree with them, but talk to the smartest of that group and have them debate you and see if they can change your mind and be open to it. Because one of two things will happen. Either one, your paradigm will be shattered. And I swear to God, that is a freaking exciting thing to happen. If it's not scary, it might be scary at first because you got to think to yourself, well, fuck, I've been wrong this whole time. But then you got to think to yourself, wow,
yeah,
I've been wrong this whole time. Holy shit. here's the truth right in front of me. Yep. Yeah. So one of two things will happen. Either your paradigm will get shattered or you'll strengthen your position. But you ain't going to get stronger within who you are if you keep talking to the same to people who believe
yeah,
the same agreed. Shit.
Yeah, yeah, man. Did you see that? Yeah, yeah, man. Did you see that?
Everybody, no. Yeah. Go out and seek those other people, those other belief systems. I very vividly remember when my paradigm was shattered about meal frequency. I mean, it was so life-shattering. It was so earth-shattering to me because eating small meals throughout the day was such a big part of who I was. I took my food with me everywhere. I was worse than you, Adam. You know me.
Yeah.
You guys know me by now. When I'm anal about something, it's like I have every little thing meticulously.
He's puckered.
Puckered.
All the yes. way.
Yeah. Super puckered, tight, like a frog's ass. Yeah. But I was, I had all my meals with me.
Frog's ass? Frog?
Watertight. It's watertight.
Oh, water.
I
was
like,
I
see it.
I was like, fuck, where did you
tight like a frog's ass because a frog's ass is watertight.
Did someone say that?
I just did. I just did right now.
You would be the best person to say
it's
that.
The first time yeah. ever.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Fucking
you suck. Heard it here, everybody.
Do you think water gets in a frog's ass?
No. I guess not. I mean,
no. That's a
they're on lily pads. That's most
a
sim- of the time,
no, it's a submarine, bit. Bro. It goes underwater. Bit. It comes out dry on the inside. So anyway,
could someone look that up, please? Yeah.
How tight is a frog's ass?
Yeah.
So,
I'm straight, bro, you can Google anything.
Yeah, I completely forgot the direction I was going. I just did a Justin. Listen,
what I will tell you remember right here. What this also reminds me of is actually being in a relationship.
I was talking about meal frequency, but I'll go back to that after you're done.
go ahead.
You want to go to mine? All right.
No. Really it reminds me of, and even in a relationship, you know, and I challenge people that are listening to this right now to do this. It's so easy when you're pissed off at your girl or your wife in this case.
Y'all just leave them. It's time to grow.
Well, no. And then you go
both grow.
You go vent to your buddies who are all going to be like, yeah, man, fuck her. Yeah, man, fuck her. That she's way out of line right there. Versus, why don't you go challenge yourself and actually talk to somebody who you know is going to take her
talk,
side?
Exactly. Yes. That's great.
Talk about making yourself grow in your relationship instead of you talking to your buddies and or your girlfriends and because you know your girl will be like, oh, I can't believe he didn't do that. That's a bunch of shit. Oh, you make his ass sleep on the couch. You know, like you're going to get all the people ganging up with you. That's only going to fuel that fire. And instead of you opening your mind and growing in this, not only individually,
and if you don't
but
explode, a relationship, you've grown.
Yeah. So go and challenge yourself. Maybe talk to his friends or her friends, you know, vice versa, or talk to someone you know is going
to
defend
her. Dude, that happened to me. That actually happened to me. I got a big old argument with my wife about some topic that we were going to talk about on the show that we never did that was really out there. And I remember thinking like, what the fuck, man? Like telling this to my wife, like I'm thinking like, you can't tell me, you know, don't get in the way of my artistic expression. I'm going to talk about whatever I want. It's no bullshit. Blah, blah. So I'm like, you know, she's like, we have kids. You can't be talking about certain things. So I'm all right. Let me. I know, and the listeners right now are thinking like, what in the hell is he talking about? He's talking about everything. Well, I can't say it, okay? Yeah. Because then I said, you know what? I'm gonna ask my mom.
Killing hookers.
I'm gonna ask.
Whoops, was that too far?
Yes. I think you crossed the line again.
Damn it.
I went to my mom and I talked to my mom and I said, my mom will be honest with me because my mom's very honest with me. And she sided with my wife, and so I went in that direction.
See?
And, you know, you have to, you got to do that.
And I mean, and let's think about how that's probably up there with,
man.
With the hookers.
Yeah.
Fucking God. I had to say it so you didn't get in trouble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of how hard that is to do that. I mean, we talk about failing. We talk about failing with lifting weights, talk about failing in business, you know, pick yourself up, be motivated. But who actually has the self-awareness and emotional intelligence to think that way that, you know, here I am it's not a huge battle. It's not a huge obstacle. I have a disagreement with my wife or my husband right now and whatever it is that we're debating or talking about. And instead of me being so pigheaded and thinking about how my emotions and my feelings are in this situation, how about I try and look from the other perspective and see how that person would feel? And it doesn't necessarily mean that she's fucking right. You know what I'm saying? She could be wrong. You know, there's been times where I talk to
and
my...
And she usually is. You know what I mean?
I'm just pretty kidding, much. I'm just I mean, 9 times out of 10, you're still going to win this.
Yeah, there's a big hole right here. Yeah. Well, let's see you dig your way out.
Yeah, no. Well, fucking Sal just pushed me in it. Jesus, bro.
Justin's really quiet when we get on these topics.
Yeah, I know he is, dude.
He's bro, like, I just know better.
He's like, I still want to get some
I
later.
Still, like, I have to, you know.
But yeah, you know, there's so many things that this relates to when personal growth is not just.
You know, I'll give you another example. This one, I'll never forget this. Back when I was training in Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu, we had a female instructor, and at the time she was a purple belt, and she was pretty good. Typical size female, maybe 130 pounds, so she's not huge. And this guy comes in, average size man, about 170 pounds, right? He looked like an engineer, so he wasn't like a super athlete, but just some dude. He came in and he wanted to try out the class. So she said, no problem. He's trying out the class, doing the warm-ups, but he wasn't, she didn't want to allow him to spar because he's new, yeah. you know, just to roll with other people. And he's like, come on, let me do it. I want to try, whatever. So she said, fine, why don't you go against me? So here's this 170-pound guy grappling with this 130-pound Brazilian jiu-jitsu instructor. The look on his face, you know, he kind of rolls his eyes like, oh, I'm going to go against the girl.
She pretzeled his ass. Right.
So he's like, all right, sure. So they start going, and immediately she gets a dominant position on him. So what does this fucking guy do? He loses his shit, right? So he's going all over the place crazy, comes up, turns around, flips her over with his strength and trying to, you know, stiff arm her. She gets him locked up into a triangle choke. He tries to pick her up and tries to bring her off the mat. So everybody's like, oh, whoa, whoa, you got to stop. Like, what are you doing? So we bring him back to the center mat because it's like, what are you going to do? You're going to, you know, slam her against the wall. Like, so at this point, you can see in her face, she was like, she looks at us and she's like, stay out of this one. She's like, I'm going to teach this kid.
I got this.
I'm going to teach this kid a lesson. Because this guy, he couldn't handle growth. He couldn't handle the fact that he wasn't the, he, that a girl could kick his ass.
Not want to be humbled.
So they go, again. She gets him in a lapel choke, which if you've never done jiu-jitsu, you know, they wear the gi and they'll choke you with the gi. They're nasty. If you've ever been choked by a normal rear naked choke, that hurts. You get choked with the lapel properly, you're fucking good night real quick. So she gets him in a lapel choke. He doesn't want to tap. He's fucking, you could tell he's trying everything he can. And I'm yelling at the guy like, tap. Dude, you got to tap. Goes asleep, pisses his pants. Goes asleep and pees himself on the mat.
That's amazing.
Wakes up, he looks around, and we're like, you got to clean that shit up. And then, you know, and then so he cleaned it up, and afterwards she's like, do you want to sign up? And he's like, no.
Oh,
and it's
no.
Like, you know what? Let me tell you something, dude. If I was that fucking dude, yeah. I would have fucking signed up that second.
Right, exactly.
I'll be like, you just kicked my ass.
Yeah. You made
and you're a small chick.
You made me pee.
Yeah. I need to learn this fucking magic that you know.
Yeah. There
but
is,
he couldn't handle it. And that's a lot of, most people are like that. Like they can't handle that shit. And so they never grow.
I don't know if your story represents personal growth or not.
It is because
I'm not going to lie.
So he's blocking that.
Well, if I pissed myself
happening.
In front of all my soon to be peers that I'm going to be rolling around with, or, I mean, you know, that's going to be the joke all week.
Oh,
long.
It'd be a great
we're
joke.
Getting ready to start. You're going to be like, are you going to piss your pants when we start rolling or what?
Let me change it. Let me change
water boy.
Let me change the context. Let's imagine you right now, right? Mr. Pro Physique competitor. Okay. Like, okay. And some, we, there's some female strength athlete that comes in. She's small, whatever. And she's like, Adam, I have these techniques that'll make you freaking ridiculously strong.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't know. You know, I kind of know everything. And she's like, and she takes you to the gym and she lifts twice as much as you on everything. Are you going to be like, fuck you, I'm never working out with you again?
No, you're right.
Or are you going to be like, I need to follow you around?
And I would for sure. But I, now,
you see what I'm saying?
But
that's what he should have done.
If I piss my pants, I might be embarrassed.
That's
to see
what he gets. He's like he didn't shit himself, bastard. That was one of my favorite moments.
That's pretty awesome.
Watching the growth.
You're watching the not so growth.
You ever get your ass kicked like that? You ever get your ass kicked by somebody in a way that just makes you just okay? I need to revisit.
I'm done. I got to go back to the drawing board.
Ever happened to you?
Yeah. No, I found my
just a sucker.
And punch. I don't know if I was just lucky. I only picked fights that I knew I was going to win or what. But
it can be anything. It doesn't have to be fighting.
Oh, okay, so what are you talking about then?
Anything. I don't know. Just get your ass kicked at something like Scrabble. Someone just
like
you.
A game or
anything.
Anything.
Like, well, yeah. Like it wasn't that like was
all
it
right.
Like,
yeah.
Like
Connect year, Four.
Like okay.
There you go. My wife every time. Dude. Let's She's beating me every single time we play.
Let's
I took
talk
it,
about the growth.
And
here.
Then I threw it off of this balcony.
So you need to grow.
So I didn't grow at all.
Oh, okay.
Did you really? Fuck that game.
Did you really take the Fort Connect Fort and throw it off the balcony
because
she beat you?
She just knew exactly where to go every single time. She's in my mind.
So you took it and you threw that shit
like,
off.
I'm fucking done with this.
You're a horrible example now. We're talking about growth. And you just gave a horrible example.
That was.
You set him up with
it
by asking us.
You talk about games. That's all I remember.
I know. You set us up right there.
Connect Four.
That was terrible right there.
No, I have an example. It wasn't me, but I had, I was managing the 24 in Sunnyvale. Mm-hmm. And I had, you know, big staff, and there was a couple trainers that worked for me, these big muscular dudes. Like, when I say big, like, they were, like, 230, 240 pounds, 6-foot guys. Mm-hmm. And my brother came in to work out. My brother was 16 at the time, so he's just a skinny kid. And he's working out, and, you know, I introduce him to some of the staff, and he goes off. And then I tell a couple of the trainers, said, you know, I bet you my brother could beat you guys in arm wrestling. Like, get the fuck out of here. No way. I'm like, no, I bet he could beat you guys in arm wrestling. Arm wrestling, for whatever reason, in my family, we're just really strong at.
Yeah.
Now people are going to challenge me because I said that shit. I don't want to arm wrestle, okay? But anyway.
Like, this guy wants the arm wrestling machine.
Yeah, we were talking about
the first thing I thought. Oh, we need an arm wrestling machine.
Yeah, let's sell him out right now. The other day we were all working out together and we're talking about, man, I can't wait till this is, we're in our facility and the things that we're going to want. And like, you know, Justin and I are rambling off the things that we want. And the first thing that Sal says is he wants an arm wrestling fucking machine. Yeah. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me,
arm wrestling table and a machine. Why not?
Dude, we better have a nice side gym because that shit's going to be on your side. What the fuck am I going to do with an arm wrestling table?
It's fun. Let me tell you my
Sylvester Stallone in Over the Top.
Yeah.
Yes.
God, every movie.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, so Sylvester Stallone.
Just want to be him. Just
best actor ever.
No, 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 no. But his performance in Over the Top was just brilliant. So my brother comes in and he beats them in arm wrestling. And so these guys, being smart guys,
I can arm wrestle.
They asked him to teach them the technique because it's a very technical thing. Yeah. For the arm wrestlers listening, they know it's a very technical thing.
Yeah, that's what it sounds
now,
like.
Back to,
could
no.
you imagine if we had this thing? How many people would want to arm wrestle you every time they come in? I'm like, actually, I haven't thought about
bro,
it. You know,
bro, let me tell you something.
Every guest
right
we get on here, hey, bro, you want to arm wrestle?
Huh?
Yeah. Huh?
Oh,
yeah,
you lose.
Especially I'm Sal. I'm amazing.
My family knows that arm wrestle.
I'm gonna arm wrestle you, motherfuckers.
I know you're.
I know.
No, we won't. You know why? Because it would get too ugly.
You know what would be the worst?
It would get too ugly.
The worst would be if you lost.
If I lost,
it's like me pulling out my dick and being like this big, bro. It'd be just like a letdown. He's been talking about his dick 180 episodes. It's 3 inches big.
I know.
Fuck. Everyone's waiting for this big surprise.
There it is. Little stack of buttons.
They're like, what? Really? This whole time? That'd be like you the same way. Everyone's like, oh, everyone's watching, circle around for Sal to do arm wrestling. And he gets his ass beat by some 130 pound chick.
Yeah. I want you. Oh.
Yeah. All right, come here. I'm going to teach you how to do this.
It's growth.
After we bought an arm wrestling machine and everything.
Yeah. No, if you have an arm wrestling table, picture it this way. Guest shows up to our gym or whatever we have. They come in. It's fun. People arm wrestle. You drink. You have a good time. It's a good time, Adam.
Yeah.
It's a fun
angry
time.
At all.
Science.
It's fun. Nobody gets mad.
No, science. Don't.
Yeah. And I want one side to have better leverage for me because I won't lose. I can't lose. Yeah. So no growth stories from you, huh, Adam? Every time, Justin, let me tell you something. Every fucking time we get into some topic where Adam,
I know what you're
not you,
say.
Where
yes,
Adam has
no,
to admit
yeah.
some shit that he wasn't good at. This is Adam's response. Oh, I can't remember a time.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that time I lost money in business. Oh, yeah, but I made it back.
Yeah.
Whoops.
Oh, there's this one time I tried to. You know, I was trying to pick up on a girl.
Yeah,
there
was one time
no.
where I thought my dick was small, and then it was like, boom. Yeah. Oh, it was just hiding.
I accidentally had my telescope lenses on that looked small because it looked like it was far away.
Oh, my God. This girl says I had small calves, but then she was like, oh, well, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. The chick didn't like me, but then she was a lesbian, so it's all cool. So tell me your story, bro.
Well, isn't that the secret? Isn't that the secret, though? Is like, I choose to block
look at this
out.
Guy flip that shit.
I choose to block out all the.
Isn't that the
Adam,
secret?
I choose we to block not, out all the failures and I focus on my successes, even though I know I keep running into them, but they're in the past, bro. We're not
shutting this episode down until I hear you say
failures
some shit that you sucked at.
Successes.
Where did you suck at?
End.
Oh, okay. Okay, here we go. I got you. But this is not a good example. I was young and I was definitely not into personal.
Stop, oh motherfucker!
God, come on, do it.
Look what he just did.
Well, here you go. Here's your failure. So when
he's like stipulation in there.
He's like,
listen,
it was a contest. We all had to look.
I barely even knew 2 + 2 = 4.
I went to this party. That's everybody's like, hey, you guys, show up as ugly as you can. But I showed up and I was so handsome. I totally fucked up that one time.
All right. Here we go.
Tell us your story.
This is a good one because everybody always asks me this when they meet me. They think that I was, they're like, oh man, did you play football? I did play football in 8th grade, and I fucking didn't even make it through the full season because I got my ass fucking handed to me, and I hated it.
Did you just get plowed?
They put me at defensive end. I probably weighed 90 pounds wet, and I just got lit up by all these big, fat, tight end kids. Just literally was hike on my ass and just getting fucking nailed. And this was before all the can't hit in the face bullshit and everything that football's like now.
So you're like, this sucks.
Just getting railed. All practice was the whole time. And I was just like, there's nothing fun about this whatsoever.
I like basketball.
My best friend played it and he was the one who got me to do it. And I'm like, this is not for me, bro. I'm just not having
fun. It always
fun
sounds
all.
Fun from a distance, some of these things, right?
Yeah. And
like,
then
a marathon sounds fun. I think I'm going to try that. No,
I've never said that.
Yeah, I've never said that either.
The challenge, yeah, I
on
guess.
Your own
yeah.
There.
Yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. So
turkey trot. Let's turkey trot.
So you got blasted by some kids and you're like, I'm going to work out and lift weights.
No, that was even way before weights. I just said, I'm going to stick to playing basketball. I like that a lot more. And I tend to feel like there's something going on in a game or something where I felt like this whole game, all I did was get my chops lit up, dude, the whole entire time. It was like, I remember the coach gave me a playbook. I'm like, why do I even need this? Like, my goal right now is just to stay on my feet for more than like 2 seconds. That's all I care. We'll get to learning the plays and all that other shit later. Right now, I just want to learn how to survive practice. You can't even figure that out yet. So. Right.
That's a good story. That's okay. Good. Yeah. That's a good story.
I'm glad you opened up.
Yeah, that's good. No,
see, I buried those way deep, bro.
No, it's,
way deep.
You know, if you're constantly searching for growth, it stops becoming painful in the sense that it's still painful, but it's not pain that you don't like. It becomes a pain that you enjoy. And I think that's the mentality and the attitude you have to have when you approach life. And if you're listening right now and you already work out and you already apply that to your workout, it's not that hard to take that mentality that you have with your workouts, because you're so consistent with your workouts and you're so good about it and you're so good about pushing past, you know, difficulties and challenges with those. Take that and apply it to other parts of your life. It's really the same formula.
Oh,
it's no different.
I mean, I always say this. If life was easy and everything came to us so easy, everything that we wanted or worked for and stuff like that, it would be so lame. It would be lame. If everything came to you with ease, I mean, that is the most rewarding times ever in my life is when I was trying to accomplish something and the failing at it over and over and over and then finally overcoming it. Oh my God, that feeling of after that is so much more rewarding than anything you've ever tried to do and right away picked it up and did it or was successful at it right away. I mean, it's way more fun to work at getting better and getting better and getting better and knowing that, hey, a year ago, 2 years ago, 5 years ago, I couldn't do that. And now I'm there, which that's how you apply that to the weightlifting. I mean, we talk about how important that is in life, and that's how it translated in the weight room. There's going to be times in your life, you're going to have setbacks. You're going to have injuries. You're going to have things where you're looking at it going like, fuck man, 3 years ago, I was stronger at this. I was faster at this. I could do this. But if you let that beat you up and cause this spiral effect where you end up sitting on the couch and never doing anything about it, fuck, use that as a challenge.
Yeah.
Like maybe your new goal now isn't to be the fastest guy that runs track. Maybe now it's, you know, working on your flexibility and your posture and your strength or whatever it is. You know what I'm saying? Like that's the idea though.
The cool thing too,
put it this way, okay? Yeah. If you walk around and you don't face adversity, you're walking around soft. Mm. Don't be soft, be hard.
Be hard.
Be hard.
That's a good way to end. Right?
I think it is. And with that, subscribe to Mind Pump. Please leave us a 5-star rating and review.
Stay hard.
Get hard.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.